Saligo, a measuring ball. Rankin. He takes a nice mark and he'll go back and have a shot after the siren.
If he kicks this, his celebration could be off the Richter. He's been talking about how he's been looking forward to a showdown all his life, and he'll be enjoying this one.
Well, Adelaide have recorded their first win of the year in the best possible way. A showdown win over the crosstown rival. The margin is all we wait for. Rankin lining up. City end goal. Just to ice and cherry right on top of the cake. He comes in. And there you have it. Adelaide have won showdown 53 by 31 points. 18,917. Port Adelaide 13,886. Big win to the Adelaide Crows. They had played in patches and there was maybe a little bit of that tonight, but they've done enough to win by 31 points. Red Biglands, Sean Burgoyne, what do you make of all that?
It's incredible to get a read on. You couldn't predict that, but you just kept waiting for a drop-off in the intensity throughout that match from either side, and it never really came. It was just the pressure that also meant that there were a lot of missed opportunities.
All right, we're just going to head down to Mark Rusciuto with Isaac Rankin and Riley Filthorpe.
For tonight with no Darcy Fogarty, Tex injured early, and you kicked the bag.
Yeah, no, it was good. All the boys sort of pulled their weight, ranks looking really dangerous, so we got a really good forward line. It's really easy to play with, so it's good fun.
The goal kicking's been an issue in the first couple of weeks, Isaac, but tonight 18 goals, 9 makes a big difference when we kick straight.
What our team are doing against as well. Just a great win by the boys. We knew if we beat a contested lead, we've got to win the game, and I think we did that.
What did Nixie say at halftime? It was really tight in that first half. You hadn't been able to string four quarters together. Was that the message?
Yeah, 100%. We knew what we were doing. We were playing well. We just need to maintain it for the four quarters, and we did that really well. I thought the boys were excellent. So,
all right, you better get over there. One of you two might win the medal.
There he is. Thanks to Fox Footy and Mark Rusciuto having a chat to Isaac Rankin and Riley Filthorpe, who were both sensational tonight, particularly Riley. Didn't he really stand up under the heat of the showdown tonight?
And fighting for his spot too, let's not forget. Like, he's under pressure for his spot with Fogg coming back in if his knee pulls up. So for him to stand up and just play footy was enormous for his confidence. But we forget he's just 20 years of age as well.
He is. He's only going to get better. And I'd just be leaving him in every week of the year. I don't care what else, what your structure is, what too many tools. He stays in because he's there for 10 years and he's only going to get better.
Yeah, very clever play. A couple of the goals he kicked tonight, I mean, he made something out of nothing, didn't he?
He did.
Expecting to lead and be tall and take a mark and kick a goal, but stuff he did at ground level for a tall lad was just phenomenal.
Well, he's very agile and very smart. He's got the big tank as well, so it allows him to get up the field, work his opponent over and work back. So his performance will fluctuate. He was not going to be an out-and-out star straight away, but he's going to get confidence. Just leave him in there and ride those poor games out, because the end product is going to be something brilliant for the Adelaide Crows supporters.
It's all about the mix, isn't it? Get the balance right with the tools and that's what the smalls as well. Rankin provided that pressure around the footy. Really had the smaller defenders of Port Adelaide rattled, but that's a huge victory. 31 points in the end by Adelaide when a lot of punters were expecting Port just to roll through them. Courageous, gutsy victory with contributions all over the park.
We're about to take you down to ground level for the presentation of the Showdown Medal and the Showdown Trophy. Let's head down.
To present the Showdown Medal awarded to the player best of field. The winner of the Showdown Medal from the Adelaide Football Club is Jordan Dawson.
Well, the captain.
Oh, wow.
What were his Red Z Lending stats tonight, boys? And what do you think of the award?
Well, he had the 18 disposals and one goal. And 7 inside 50s, 2 tackles. It started off like a house on fire.
Yeah, 12 of those contested. I thought he changed the game when he went into the centre bounce.
I thought he was good at the start, but slowed down after half time.
Yeah, I just want to say well done to our boys. It's been a tough start to the year, and it's good to get the first win on the board. It's always a great game against Port. We have the most respect for them, and yeah, thanks for Variety for putting on a great event again. And yeah, well done to our boys.
Invite Tony Stratton, the chair of Variety, to present the Variety Showdown Shield to the captain of the Adelaide Football Club, Jordan Dawson.
So you have to say Pau Pepper was around the mark for Port Adelaide. From the Adelaide point of view, Landy was awesome at his disposal. 26 of those 11 clearances, 4 centre bounce. And I suppose Rankin, and you could throw a blanket over him, and also Philthorpe were there, snags as well.
So the Crows team celebrate around Jordan Dawson, and so they should. They were superb tonight. I thought Laird, maybe Riley O'Brien. Dawson was up there, and you're right, in the first half he was superb. He got them started early on, didn't he? Look, we should focus on Adelaide. They are the victors tonight, and they were too good in all departments. But, Sean, just quickly, Port Adelaide have got serious issues.
Yeah, they do. They've got
big issues
all over the field. They've got to get it right going forward. Their midfield has to get right, even though they're going younger. It's not an excuse, because once you get out there, you've got to perform, and your defence, you know, you can't leak goals as easy as some of those goals were kicked.
The defence was horrible tonight.
There were some easy ones you called in the first half where the ball just went over the back and players didn't touch the ball, and they rolled through. So there's some things that they need to fix quickly.
Yeah, you're right. It's actually the defence, you don't normally say that about Port. They've normally got enough strength and one-on-one and drive, but they seem to be a little bit questioning themselves in the back half.
Well, it can't be all Aaliyah taking intercept marks. It has to be other defenders joining in. Your rebound has to be better. We saw some uncharacteristic turnovers, some kicks that were uncontested, just missing your targets by 10 or 15 metres, going out of bounds or going to the Adelaide players. So they've got to fix up their skills and their defensive capabilities around the ground.
It's unfair maybe for me to pick on individual players, but Kane Farrell made a couple of really bad mistakes tonight. Lockie Jones on the goal line, terrible mistake. And you talk about the ones that went over the back and just, no defence whatsoever. The defensive boys need to have a big meeting this week and sort it out.
Well, there's probably 5 or 6 incidences there that led to goals. So you tidy those up and things are looking okay, but you don't, and you get what you reward.
And normally Tommy Jonas stamps himself on these type of games as well. And tonight he was pretty much, not unsighted, but he really didn't have much of an influence on the game, where his opposing captain was best on ground in some people's eyes.
So I love Tom Jonas. I absolutely love the bloke, but he had 4 touches last week, and they've followed it up tonight. Naming individuals probably isn't a good thing to do, but you've got to be honest about it too. And Todd Marshall's not doing enough at the moment. Aaliyah's way out of form. He took 1 intercept mark right at the end, but we're not seeing the Aaliyah that we've seen over the last couple of years. There are some players out there. Rioli is way out of form.
Yeah, there's a few. And the fact that you've named 5 players, and you could probably name another 5, which means there's a whole heap of work to be done.
A lot of work. They got serious issues.
But line by line, I reckon you're spot on, though. The defence probably wasn't up to task. The forward line got enough opportunities. Their midfield sort of, you'd probably say, broke even to lose a little bit, but their back line really got towered up by a forward line that wasn't firing on all cylinders, because you think Tex hardly had a contribution, and you got beaten by, some 50 gamers in Rankin, Rochelle, and also Philthorpe.
Yep. I mean, you go back through the start of the year, Port Adelaide, even back to the pre-season game. So that game, then the Brisbane game, then last week and tonight, they're playing very, very patchy footy. I mean, a couple of quarters at most against Brizzy. They played a couple maybe tonight. So there's 4 quarters out of maybe 16 that they've been able to get things done. And tonight, the concerning thing, they had a 17-point lead in that third quarter.
Yep.
They've lost by 31 points. It's a 7-goal turnaround in the space of a quarter and a half.
What you said is right. The Brisbane Lion game's the outlier, because they've lost against West Coast and Fremantle. They beat Brisbane. They get pumped last week against Collingwood, and they lose this. So their form actually hasn't been good over the 5 or 6 week period. So there's a lot of work to be done, and it's across all lines. And you're right, you named 10 players there, but I think it's the group in general, because you can't be up by 17 points in a game that's as tight as game as you get as you can get, and blow that lead.
And all locked away at three-quarter time, and the Crows have a 7-goal final term to really blow it open. That would be really disappointing for Port.
We touched on that. Jordan Butts went down, and they've already made their sub, and he's going around with a crook ankle in the last quarter. So effectively, they're playing with 17 men in the last quarter.
Adelaide win this by 31 points. Showdown 53. 117 to Port Adelaide, 86. Head to Macca's for 10 chicken and bikes for just $3. What a one-handed grab. It's our Triple M AMI review. We've got plenty of come. We'll head down into the rooms
Theo Dorropoulos will be all over that for us. Who covers Quangers on and off the field? Amy does. Our Amy...
Shut up! The foot is on the radio!
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M footy review. Amy. Who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy.
Oh, showdown 53, and what a win it was for Adelaide. First win of the year, 18-9-117 over Port Adelaide, 13-8-86 for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. It's our Amy review. Who covers Clangers on and off the field? Amy does. We've got Sean Burgoyne, Rhett Biglands, Chris Dittmar as we look back at this big, big game tonight. And look, boys, Adelaide have sort of promised that in patches over the first couple of weeks. We've been able to see them, you know, get things done and then drop away a bit and then have some inaccurate shots on goal. We'll come back to that. Let's head down to Adelaide's winning side. Big win by the Crows, first win for 2023. Set shot accuracy or scoring accuracy, 18 goals, 9 tonight. That's totally flipped on its head what Adelaide's had in the last couple of weeks. Good kickings, good footy, boys. How important is that particular stat tonight for this game?
Well, you've seen Rankin with a bigger sample size. If you followed him since he's gone up to the Suns, he doesn't normally miss too many. And that was a bit of a blight on his CV, if you like, when he was spraying them against GWS. So but you can fix that up. He's got the talent to do it. And, you know, Taylor Walker's still got a little bit of the yips. And that's rare to say for Tex. He's one of the best goal kickers, if not the best goal kicker Adelaide's ever had. But he just can't convert at the moment because he's just doubting himself. That'll turn for him as well. So he'll be back soon. So that those sorts of things, they're just confidence. Because 9 times out of 10, the guys that were missing up this northern end, for Port especially, as well as Adelaide, they wouldn't normally miss those.
They missed four set shots Dollies. From probably 30 out,
yep.
Port Adelaide. But that, you know, that's obviously a pressure thing too. You guys can tell us, but you know, I'm not saying it's easy to do it. But they were straight out in front.
That's all pressure. We only missed that goal through pressure. You kick them out training, you're nailing 20 out of 20, 30 out of 30. Yep. That's all pressure.
Yep. And again, so 4 marks to Adelaide. Adelaide pressured Port Adelaide in every department.
That's what we said in the pre-game. Their game's built on work rate. You know, get players to the next stoppage, outnumber at the stoppage, work rate, and they wear you down by that. And then they're going just as hard as they are at the end of the game as they are at the start. And, you know, probably have to, you know, mention Darren Burgess, who gets their fitness level up to complement the game plan that Nixie wants to play.
That's the other side of it, in that people have always knocked Adelaide, saying, well, not always, but the last couple of years, that they are too defensive. That's where you start the game, but they're adding these weapons in now. And that's coming with defensive run and getting back and linking up through the middle, then spotting up. So they're adding the scoring options to their defensive pressure. So that makes all the hard work worth it.
You spoke about Riley Thilthorpe. Can you take us through his game tonight? And not only that, but, you know, what he means to this team going forward from a bigger perspective. Because, Silk, you've been pretty big tonight on the fact that you would have liked to have seen him been playing a lot more before he is now. Now, Nixie's sort of been saying we've got to build his confidence, we've got to get him ready. And whether that's confidence in the body or in the mind, I'm not sure. But, gee, on what we saw tonight, extraordinary. Where does he go to for this season?
He's kicked 5 goals in an AFL game before, so yeah. I don't think he needs to get... You know, he's kicked the match winner against, I think, St Kilda up in Cairns with a snap over the head.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
Yeah.
He's played at the level. If he's fit, he's playing every game, unless he's injured. So I don't know. And he will get confidence by playing footy, and he's going to have some bad games because he's young, but you've seen the talent he has. You just leave him in there. I would be leaving him in there and copy his bad games, because that's where he's going to learn the most, and then just ride at the good ones like tonight.
It's career high, of course, 5 goals for him, Thilthorpe, and a career high for Rankin. He's kicked 4 on a couple of occasions at the Suns as well, so good to see them getting plenty of looks at it. But yeah, just needs to be stronger in the contest. I think that's the feedback to Thilthorpe. When he gets tired in one-on-ones, he can go to ground easy. But when he's confidence up and he's hitting the ball at the highest point, he's got so much potential.
Well, my advice would be to him, which you mentioned during the game, he's got a massive tank. So don't be in the contest too often. Work your opponent up to half-back and then run back to the goals and work him over 120s and do it over and over again and get uncontested marks. Leave the hustle and bustle to Tex. Leave it to the Fog.
Like Richo style. Matty Richardson.
Leave it to that, them. Yeah. They can do the hustle and bustle. You do the hack work, get your 10 uncontested marks. And so he doesn't have to be in the contest many, many times. And when he's cooked, yes, go down there and do what you need to do. But that's how I would compliment that.
You need to be coaching. What are you doing sitting next to us? Seriously.
I was playing him to his strength as well. And I reckon the Adelaide supporters want to come and see, you know.
Yeah.
Tex is obviously going to leave the game either this year or next year. and you want to see what's coming through.
And it's a big investment for him too, really, yep. Like where he was picked and all that sort of stuff, you know. Yep.
And play and learn off Tex as well. Like you said, arguably the greatest goal kicker of Adelaide Crows. Learn off him. What do you need to do when you're cooked, Tex, and you're in a marking contest? What do you do with your opponent, your body situation? How do you face the ball, see your player? Those things that you can teach.
Because I said before the game, I think Riley O'Brien's been underrated, and in fact, he's been much maligned. And there's one bloke on Triple M who even says he shouldn't even play AFL footy, which is quite extraordinary.
Who says that?
I won't name him, but you know him pretty well. But I thought last week he helped turn the game against Richmond. In the end, Richmond got back on top, but he turned it last week. And I reckon tonight, I mean, you keep talking about Rory Laird and what a great game he played. I reckon O'Brien started all of it. I really do.
Sensational. 35 headouts, 13 of those to advantage. And the work rate goes unnoticed by a lot because you're taking a lot of energy at the contest and then he's getting back and forward
yep.
to provide an extra pair of hands in defence or up in attack. We saw that as well. It was just incredible. And he had clearance work. He had stoppage grunt.
Yep.
He had strength, composure, didn't waste the ball and did everything right in the air. His air power tonight as well was so good.
He was. He dominated the air. He dominated the ruck. And his work rate to push back and forth, like you said. And he dropped a couple of marks purely because he just couldn't quite get there. But he still ran the 50 metres. And, you know, to get on the end of him inside 50. So, you know, he could add a couple more shots on goal.
From Port Adelaide's point of view, is Teakle ready? We saw him last year. He was introduced because they had to use him. Could he come in and play?
Well, he's got to get some good SANFL form up, but there's another one there who could put his hand up. They brought Finn Layson in off a short prep after having surgery to be the second ruck. So you've got Lysett in at the moment who has to obviously do better against better opponents. But the better that Teakle plays in the SANFL will definitely put pressure on. I'm not too sure. He's played the one game last year and broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
Let's head down to the change rooms. We've got Theodoropoulos for Bob Jane T-Marts with a real star of the night.
Certainly was, Riley Thilthorpe. Thilthy, wow, what a last couple of minutes. It was hot. It was fierce. And we're just chatting then. You've never beaten Port Adelaide before. What's this moment like for you?
Yeah, really good. Really good team win. We haven't been able to hold on in the past, so to come out on top and play our way in the last sort of 10-12 minutes was really pleasing.
And five goals for you too, mate. You're a superstar. You're all over the place. Does it give you confidence? What does this do for you personally going forward?
Yeah, well, it's off the back of the other forwards. I think we've got such a dynamic and you know, elite forward line at the moment. Even with Fogg out, who's in some unreal touch, the boys stepped up, and I thought Lockie was great. I thought Peds was unbelievable. Obviously, Rash and Rankin. Murph playing his role really well. I think we just gelled really well, and we ended up, got on top of the sort of contested possessions in the middle, which really helped. Got a lot of clean balls, so made it look good for us.
Riley, Rhett Biglands, congratulations on the victory. Talk us through how the instructions were going with Alir Alir tonight. He didn't really have an impact in there. Of course, being a forward line player, you would have had some conversations about how to get around him. And I thought the speed of ball movement going into attacking 50 made a huge difference.
Yeah, he's obviously a great defender. And we had a massive focus on just bringing the ball to ground because we know when we get it to ground, we've got the likes of Rankin and Rochelle who are like super dangerous on the ground level. So that was our main focus, and if we could clunk him, we tried to. But yeah, that was sort of the main focus with him.
Sean Burgon here, Riley. Talk us through your snap over your head. You did one last year against St Kilda up in Cairns, I think it was. Is this going to be a habit?
Well, I haven't missed yet with it, so I might have to start doing them often. But I was pretty lucky it went in, so just happy, yeah.
So you come in now and you have a good game. What's your mindset now? Do you feel comfortable at the level? Because you look like you are, and you know, you're working up and back and you're taking your opportunity in front of goal. What's your mindset now going forward?
Oh, definitely just put the head down and get back to work. Obviously not getting picked in the first couple of games or the first round was hard, but I knew what I needed to work on, and I think I've done a pretty good job in that. So I'm just happy to be back in the team and playing with the boys.
Yeah, you have for sure. I don't know how much you can tell us or want to tell us, but what were you told in the first round or two?
Just consistency with competing in the air. Yeah, I just want to be an every-time footballer and yep. make it really predictable for the boys around me. So that was sort of the main focus.
And what was the message from Nixie after the win tonight?
Yeah, really pleasing. I still don't think we played a full game, but I think we played about three quarters of really good footy. Just shows me, put it together, we can compete with the best. So it was really pleasing.
And it's rare that the old desk in Lairdy has a bad game. Of course, the first game this year was down on his normal numbers, but he was an angry man out there tonight and was brilliant at the feet of Riley O'Brien.
He's always a little angry man, but when he's not having a good day, it means we're all stepping up and taking control, which is really good because we had a really good team performance there. No one really you know, had leather poisoning, but everyone got their job done, and that's really pleasing. That's what the good teams do.
And talk us through your skipper. What kind of leader is he out there on the field now that he's been handed the captaincy?
Yeah, he's great. So calm and composed, really clear, really good with his voice, and obviously leads by example, doing all the right things. So, yeah, he's been great. Yeah, love playing under him.
Well, mate, congratulations. A big win. First one for your club. First one for you against the Power, mate, and five goals to go with it. Brilliant stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for having me.
There he is. What a star he was tonight, Riley Thilthorpe. Just came out and really dominated that forward line. Sean Burgoyne, Red Biglands, and Chris Dittmar, as we're looking back at this one, our Triple M Amy review. Look, I've got concerns for Port Adelaide as well. Out of tonight, Ditz touched on it a bit earlier. We've spoken a little bit about, you know, that they haven't been getting the games going. But I think the bigger aspect to Port Adelaide and where they go to from here is just the amount of players that aren't playing up to their level, the amount of players that are out of form. And Sean and Red, and I really want to hear from you about this. How does that happen, and what does it all mean in a footy club when you've got a whole group of players who aren't playing up to the level that they need to or can?
You can justify a few that had interrupted the pre-seasons. Certainly Finlayson and a couple of others. You can give them a few games leeway. Those who've had a big pre-season and set themselves for a massive year and are going, you know, 100-plus game players who are down on form, that's the one where you've got to be asking your leaders why you're down. And that again, for me, comes between the ears. We spoke about this in the preseason, in the pre-game, that they've got to be up by so much versus Brisbane with everyone firing, and then between the ears come out and get smacked against Brisbane. And tonight, when the game was on the line at three-quarter time, you'd hope that they'd go again but not concede seven straight goals. So that's a mental aspect to them still, I believe, because they've had a good year. You've seen them in preseason.
Yeah, well, the difference between last week and this week is last week they didn't have much effort. They lacked effort and they got smashed. And this week they had effort, but they just lacked polish, and Adelaide were just a lot better. So the effort was there, it's just they didn't have the polish going forward. So they've got to work on some things. You know, they've got some players who need to just work hard. And that's the only way you get out of it, is that on the training track, is you've got to work hard. You do the competitive effort stuff, the tackling, the chasing, the things that you're not doing. But it's round three. They've got one win out of three games compared to last year. They were 0-5. So there's still some things to be positive about.
Yeah, you make a good point. Let's head down into the change rooms right now and have a chat with Tom Jonas. He's with Theo Dropoulos.
Thanks, Yada. Teej, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. Just after the game, you went into the rooms with Ken and the boys. What was said?
Obviously, it's pretty disappointing. It was a big night for the club. Ultimately, felt like... We were right there, and Crows took it up a notch in the last quarter, and we weren't able to match that, and they took their opportunities, and we missed a couple, and yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
What was key in that last quarter, do you think? Where do you feel like the game might have slipped away from you?
Yeah, a little bit of polish under the heat and just keeping on rocking up. They've built a contested brand where they're really trustworthy in that space, and full credit to the Crows for that.
TJ, Rhett Biglands, commiserations for the loss. Down back, you're under a fair bit of heat there with the ball movement from Adelaide going into attacking 50. Did you feel as though you couldn't get settled, or was it just the pressure of the game in the end that forced those mistakes down deep?
It was a combination of both. You know, there were some challenges, but at the same time, we weren't probably at the level where we wanted to be as a back seven. Probably didn't help each other out enough, and take the opportunities to either clear the area or stick a tackle or, you know, take an intercept mark. So there are a few different bits and pieces.
Tom, I can tell you sound very, very flat, and that's understandable. Looking at last week's effort and then tonight, is there a work rate issue, do you think? Is it as simple to say something like that?
Probably not, Ditz.
No?
I think the effort's certainly there. It's some of the polish and, maybe they... We're able to lift a bit in the last, and we weren't able to match that. So, you know, we'll have a look throughout the week. Everything's on the table, really.
Fair enough.
And that type of polish, is the ball use, we saw a lot of missed kicks as well, which damage you in turnovers. Certainly there were about four or five goals from turnovers tonight, which are costing you. Was that highlighted as well versus Collingwood?
Yeah, that certainly hurts. And we've spent the summer moving the ball pretty aggressively. We got a bit of that away in round one. But, we probably didn't back ourselves to get that overlap run and take the game on enough tonight. When it was hot, we overhandled. When the game opened up a bit, we probably overkicked and didn't handle enough.
Any insights into the X-Man as well? Where's his injury at?
No, I'm sorry, I can't actually help you on that one. I haven't had a chance to get to him yet.
Well, mate, we really appreciate you fronting up and giving us a bit of your time on Triple M Footy.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, TJ.
There he is, Tom Jonas from Port Adelaide. Adelaide home by 31 points.
Something he just mentioned then, Sean. You know, what I haven't seen in the two preseason games and then the three games so far, you know, when I look at the talent that's out there, and I'll mention Rosie and Butters and Horn Francis and all of these type of players, you know that when someone wins it at halfback and they take off and overlap handball, and then they're a beautiful pass inside 50 and it ends up in a goal. I can't remember, so I might be exaggerating here, haven't seen that once yet, I don't think, in the two preseason games and these three games.
I think that's what Tom alluded to there, the polish isn't there at the moment. They're not getting their transition game going. So you've got Farrell and you brought Bonner in and Houston off half back to start that transition, but you don't want to be winning the ball at half back. It's very hard to score once you get the ball back in your defensive 50. You want to be turning the ball over in your forward half or in your forward 50 to score. So it's very hard. So I think Melbourne may be the outlier who've done that well over the last couple of years, but you've got to be turning the ball up, turning over the ball in your forward half. So that's probably the first problem, is you're turning over the ball too far in your defence. Yeah.
So part of their inability to move the ball with speed and do it the way, as Tom said, he said we were pretty aggressive early on our pre-season. We trained aggressive ball movement. As Dit said, we haven't really seen that tonight. So you don't think it's anything as far as the overlap from half-back? You think they're not getting it turned over far enough up the field?
Well, it's a mixture of everything. It's a mixture of that. And also, you're coming up against some quality players. And when you're trying to pull kicks in the middle and you're going for these 50-50 kicks, sometimes the defence is just too good and you're turning over and you start to get jittery sometimes and you don't pull the kick quickly. You wait a second and then the opposition, you know, you turn it over because they're quicker to react. So it's a mixture of everything that Dit said, a bit of the pressure where you're turning the ball over and some players out of form.
One of the Red Z leading stats throughout the night as well was they only went inside forward 50 13 times from those defensive half links up. So they're not really looking dangerous from that defensive half turnover. When they win the ball, to be able to go inside forward 50 only 13 times from those numbers is a really low percentage rate. And so they want to be working on that polish, as you and TJ said.
So Port Adelaide, Sydney away next week, Bulldogs here, and then it's West Coast here.
Sydney and Sydney, they're a big task right now. They're flying.
Won't be easy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very tough task. They're playing some really good footy, and they get Lance Franklin back as well, I think, this week. So we'll be watching that game.
And on the other side of it, the Crows have the Dockers here. They have a great run. Dockers here, Blues here, and then the Hawks, Tassie, and Kangas here.
Well, it's extraordinary, a quirk of the draw, the way it's worked out with Gather Round, is Adelaide have had four games in a row at home. So you just never see that for them here.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, in a night like tonight, and given, you know, that there was effort in the first couple of games of the year, is this a sort of win that can give them a bit of a springboard with the sort of the draw that Biggles has touched on? Sean, do you think this is a win tonight that Adelaide can get rolling from?
Well, they're building on from last year, from Nixie, you know, had them doing last year. Now they're building on, we talk about the weapons. So they're just expanding their game plan and their confidence. And you get a win like this, and then you get the games you said. It just does wonders for your confidence and your game plan, and you just grow.
Dockers are going to come off a derby shellacking, as well. I reckon West Coast might smack them, hopefully. And then Dockers come here and try and take on Adelaide after a belting with Adelaide with the confidence up. And as you said, four home games. Might as well book in the flights to September, Dits.
How's the optimism, eh? How's the optimism from the former star ruckman?
Pop the Chardonnay.
Oh, gee whiz. Yeah.
What's that jet you, what are they booked when you were going for the prelim all the way to WA? You booked in a jet with past players and said, we'll feel this, and get over for the granny, and you got to make it first, lads.
Gee whiz. Old Biggles. It must be getting a bit late at night for old Rutlands. Good stuff, big fella. All right. Now, we've got some awards to take care of as well. Now, Biggles voted on the medal silk, so Sean Burgoyne's got the award tonight. The Triple MVP Award for New Holland. End of financial year tractor sale on now. Visit your New Holland dealership.
Well, I went one vote, Big O'Brien. He had 16 hit-outs, 5 clearances, 35 hit-outs, 5 tackles, and 13 of those hit-outs to Adelaide's advantage. I went 5 goals for my man, Philthorpe.
Yep.
5 goals straight, I think it was. And yeah, I think he was the difference, the game. I think he was the match winner. Very well done. And then I thought best on ground was Rory Laird with 26 disposals, 11 clearances, 18 contested possessions and a goal.
18 contested.
So the medalist didn't get in.
Well, the medalist had 13 or 14 possessions to halftime, roughly, maybe 12. Yeah. And then he ended up with 18. So yeah. and I think during the call, one of you mentioned he had one possession in the last quarter. He may have went out to two. I thought he was very good, Dawson, in the first half, second half, but I just thought Rory Leonard was the man.
Tend to agree.
Well, there it is, the Triple MVP Award for New Holland. End of financial year tractor sale on now. Visit your New Holland dealership. We've got a moment, boys. The Maccas, I'm loving it moment. It happened pretty late on in the final quarter, and here's how we called it on Triple M Footy.
Inside Adelaide's forward 50. Rankin is snapping around the body ball. Oh, Isaac! Extraordinary magic! And they're out to a double-figure lead. Rankin, an over-the-shoulder swinger. Beautiful stuff. 14 points. He's got three for the night. And Adelaide have just opened things up.
That's just pure instinct play. You can't teach that. He just picks it up. Doesn't even know where the goals are and snaps it straight through the middle.
Oh, the I'm loving it moment for Maccas, and that was the nail in the coffin for Port Adelaide. Before we go, around the grounds, RAA Insure, the local team who supports you and your team. The Saints, they got home by 18 points over the Bombers. So,
going well.
What about Ross Lyon, eh?
Yeah.
Extraordinary stuff.
Ross the boss.
Ross the boss. Silk, you got it. Carlton, of course, earlier on today by 10 points over the Giants. And Hawthorn, your old mob, Silk, they chalked up a win today by 19 points over the Kangaroos.
Get off the mark, don't they, down there?
Yeah, they do. Of course, last night it was the Pies home in a close one against the Tigers and the Bulldogs by 14 points over the Brisbane Lions. Well, there you have it. Any final word to take us out? Red Biglands, Sean Burgoyne.
Nope. A rising tide lifts all boats, Yatesy.
Oh, there we go.
Gee.
Extraordinary, isn't he? The Wisdom of Biggles.
Poetry.
It's a book.
Here we come, Crowies.
It'd be all the part of one line and blank pages. That's what it'd be in that book. Adelaide home by 31 points in Showdown 53. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks.